What does manhood mean to you?
What does manhood mean to me? Being responsible, taking care of yourself and your family. You know, I guess always trying to position yourself to improve, to learn more. You know, I just think, you know, learning, evolving, and constantly trying to self-improve. You can do better for yourself and those around you, but, you know, ultimately, making the sacrifices to do what's best for, you know, your family, was a good example that I've learned from the men in my life.
Hey there, and welcome to King Crush Thursday. This is the place where we're redefining the stories we hear about Black men, one amazing guest at a time. In each episode, we ask the same six questions, but trust me, no two answers are ever alike. Each conversation opens up a whole new world of experiences and insights. So grab your headphones and get ready to join us on this exciting journey. Let's dive right in with your host, Val Gay.
Hi, and welcome to another edition of King Crush Thursday, the series where we highlight and uplift Black men, because frankly, not too many people are doing it. My name is Val Gay, and I'm super excited about this brother today. Let's see. He is a CPA, a certified public accountant, and he's also the son of an entrepreneur, and he became an entrepreneur himself, starting his own clothing brand. His name is Mr. Don Miller. Hi, Don.
Hello.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Thank you so much for being here. And so, Don, your presence here, we are shattering the myopic myth that is around Black men, the very narrow narrative that exists around Black men. And through a repository of the same six questions that are answered by well over 100 Black men, positive and successful Black men, with the goal of perhaps one day a young king who may or may not have positive Black male role models can see these same six questions answered by all these different Black men and hopefully find guidance there. And then for the rest of us who are neither male or even Black, for us to look at this repository and see these questions, hear the answers, learn, and hopefully expand our mind. And so I'm so glad that you're here, and I'm going to get started with the first question, which is, what does manhood mean to you?
What does manhood mean to me? Being responsible, taking care of yourself and your family. You know, I guess always trying to position yourself to improve, to learn more. You know, I just think, you know, learning, evolving, and constantly trying to self-improve. You can do better for yourself and those around you, but, you know, ultimately, making the sacrifices to do what's best for, you know, your family, was a good example that I've learned from the men in my life.
That's great. Awesome. Excellent. Thank you. So, Don, who and or what is important to you?
Who and what is important to you? My family is important. Very family oriented. And of course, my brand, Rock Paper Denim, is important to me. Just invested a lot of time in years and to trying to build it to be what it is and more. But, you know, ultimately, you know, I was raised in a real close-knit family. So, you know, we do a lot of things for each other, love on each other, look out for each other. So that just goes into play into who I am and what I do. And, you know, the things that I would want to do to make them proud and to try to build something that just reaps fruit, that we, you know, bears fruit. You know what I mean? So my brand is basically a tree that I've planted into one day, like I said, can bear fruit for myself and my family. So, yeah.
That's beautiful. That's really beautiful. Thank you. So, Don, how do you want us to see you?
I think I would like to be seen as a person who's always looking to inspire someone, to encourage them to find their purpose. I think people in tune with their true identity and what their purpose is, it would contribute to, you know, the world being a better place to live in. And it looks like we're dealing with a lot of identity crisis that people struggle with and suffer from. So, you know, anything that I do, I would like to be known for trying to be a part of the process of maybe helping or inspiring someone to look within themselves and, you know, figure out, like I said, what their purpose is.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you. So, Don, what is your epic dream?
I guess that's a question that, you know, can probably change from time to time as you, you know, reach certain goals. But, you know, ultimately, you know, I'm a lifetime student, so I'm always looking to learn and grow. Before, I would have said that, you know, the whole world knows rock, paper, denim. You know, like I said, our mantra is the world will know. So to be able to see this brand accepted and appreciated, respected, just in different parts of the world, would be something that's real fulfilling to me. Because like I said, ultimately, our purpose is to inspire people with the message of hope. So if we're reaching all parts of the globe and inspiring people, that would be something that I would, you know, be very, you know, happy.
That's great. That's great. Awesome. Excellent. So question number 5 is, Mr. Donald Miller, CPA, who are you?
Who am I? Outside of what I do, I'm a music lover. I love music. I love nature, reading, learning, dancing. Like I said, love being around my family. I love helping. Quick to help someone if they need help. So, you know, I guess I'm a person who about peace. You know what I mean? Like to try to bring peace to situations. So, I think those are some of the characteristics that might describe, you know, who I am.
That's awesome. Thank you. And so here we are already at question 6, which is there anything that I should have asked you, wanted me to ask you that I didn't, or should have asked you that I didn't? In other words, what did I miss?
What did you miss? Not that I can think of anything right offhand. That's pretty much who I am in my background, where I'm from, and what I'm about. So not that I can, right offhand, I can't think of anything.
Okay. Awesome. Well, I so appreciate you being here with us. And I really admired like the creative and the logical side of your brains and how you get to use both of them as a certified financial planner and an opera singer. So I understand.
You have to be back and forth on both sides. Yeah,
you know, yeah. And that's the beauty, to be able to live on both sides of your brain is really great.
A little overwhelming at sometimes, but you know what I mean? It keeps me going. I mean, I love it. It's a part of who I am. You know?
Understood. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. So I honor you, my king. I pray that your epic dream, absolutely. And I pray that your epic dream just manifests, becomes a reality sooner rather than later.
You command it and speak it. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and I just really thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate your time.
Absolutely. And you stay right there because I want to thank the audience for joining us today. I do hope that you enjoyed this conversation as much as I have. And if there is a positive Black man in your life that you want to see highlighted in this forum, please click the link below or in my bio. And fill out the nomination form and we'll take it from there. We are just on a mission, again, to just shatter all of these varying closed narratives. I become fond of saying, it's not that they're incorrect, they're just incomplete. And so we want to fill out the rest of the story that we see in the media. And so we're doing it one brother at a time. They may be a CPA, a certified public accountant, and a creative and an entrepreneur, or not. What we're really interested in is the brothers who are contributing to their community. The content of their character is making other people's lives better. Those are the brothers that we want to also have be a part of this conversation. So please stay tuned next week for yet another amazing king. And please remember to spread love and have a great day. Thank you so much. And Don, thank you so much. That was really wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you. Awesome.
King Crush Thursday is produced by Val Gay for Ithan & Lloyd LLC. Copyright 2024. Check out the video of this interview on youtube.com/Val Gay. And while you're there, like, comment, subscribe, and share. Also grab your King Crush Thursday limited edition merch at kingcrushthursday.com. Bye.